Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today we are going to answer the age-old question that I get a million times in my DMs, on my social media, my emails, everywhere. How do I figure out how much do I need to save for retirement? Everyone kind of wants to get the bare minimum that they have to save. And we are going to go over that today. I'm actually going to give you something special from a biblical perspective after we go over the traditional way. So everybody else who's in the secular world can get their answer. And then those who want to combine their faith and their finances can stick around. Listen to me as we kind of combine what God wants with what's going on now. So let's get started.
You would be hard pressed to find someone more excited to talk about retirement than Chris. NBC senior business correspondent Christine Romans, and you would be hard pressed to find someone more excited to talk about retirement than Christine Romans. It's one of her favorite topics.
This is my love language. Wow. Saving money is my love language.
That's just,
give
us
some love.
Wow. So, I mean, let's just start with when folks should actually start saving for retirement.
Well, yesterday, but it's never too late to start. And that's what's really important here. Time is your superpower. The longer you are saving for retirement, the better. Let me give you an example. You put $10,000 into a retirement account. Over 30 years with compound interest of 5%, that becomes $40,000. Oh, wow. Imagine doing that every single year over all of your earning years. That's how you really use time to your benefit. You have to think about, you know, when you have that first discussion with your partner or spouse about retirement, you have to think about, you know, how long am I going to live? What do we want to do in retirement? But if you're a real young person, you don't really need to worry about that right now. Yeah. You just need to be putting some money away.
Okay, so what are our options?
Well, there is a traditional 401k. A lot of 70 million of us have 401ks. And so that's where your company may match money. So even if you're young with student loan debt, you still should be doing this. You can be paying off debt and investing at the same time. Traditional pensions, that's what our parents and grandparents had. That's not really available to us. It's really DIY for retirement. Don't think this is going to happen on its own. And there are investments in real estate as you get older and you acquire things. Those will be things that you'll draw down in your retirement years.
Okay. Hoo-wee. She knows what she's talking about. I'm rubbing my hands. Yeah. Yeah, I love good information. I mean, I can't help it. She is spot on. Everything that she talked about as far as even the position in your life, I really loved how she put this, is that even if you have student loan debt, you're young, you can still invest in a 401k. You can still take advantage of those matches. Now, on our last episode, we talked about how many people don't have 401ks, right? Because of part-time work and things of that nature. She's letting people know that, okay, now let's focus on the people who do have 401ks. What can they do? Also, she hit a very great point, which I didn't really think about here either. When you're young, just save. It doesn't matter what you're saving for, because we're thinking 10, 20, 30, 40 years down into the future, right? If you're 20 years old, you have 40 some odd years of investing. So when you start sooner, the more it can grow. I love that example of the 10,000. Imagine continuing that. That is a great example once again. And she used a very conservative number, which is only 5%. A lot of people in our heads, we think investing 10, 20, 15%, but she gave a very conservative number of 5 where we can set our expectations. So everything else is just growing. I love this. I love this. I love this. Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this as well. When you get older, it's more crucial for you to define what you are going to use your money for, because that is going to determine how much money you're actually going to need. If your goals are very low, like maybe just to pay off your house or maybe just a car, maybe you don't need so much money. But if you want to travel, if you want to make sure that you pay for your daughter's wedding, or you want to put a down payment on your kid's home, that is going to take money, and you're going to have to identify what you can and what you cannot do in those situations. This is spot on. I want y'all to tune in. I don't see any problems here. Usually I do, but I love what she's saying. Let's keep going.
Okay. We have viewers that have, you know, obviously a variety of ages, but how do you know your number?
This is the most talked about in my circles. What should the retirement number be? Well, look, I know.
That's some circle you got there.
You should come to my parties. Millennials, 54,000 is what they have right now. You know, they have some time to grow that. Boomers, though.
54,000 is how much you need to what?
No, this is how much the average balance is right now. 54,000. Okay. So we are chronically undersaved. Boomers have about 230,000. They're going to need more than that. Let me give you a number. that is going to terrify you.
Okay.
Fidelity says in retirement, a couple at 65 years old and then going through their last 20, 30 years of their lives will spend $315,000 out of pocket for health care. Just for the health care.
Just health care.
Yeah, so we're not saving enough. But we can. You can, especially if you just keep saving now. So what do you
literally
need to...
Literally the whole studio, everybody's like, oh.
I know, That number terrifies people, but I promise
Mason.
You...
Mason.
I promise
Mason.
You...
No, you're Mason's like, I'm going to have to work forever.
I'm like, grown from the studio.
I've never seen Mason so animated.
Had a whole meltdown.
He's going to be healthy forever, so it doesn't apply to him. But the number, you need to plan to live off of. If you want to keep your current standard of living, you got to make sure that you're investing enough money so that you can be earning about 80% of your current
income. Year?
What's
a
the 53rd?
No, unless you want your children to take care of you, which that's also an option.
What's the 50-30-20 rule?
Okay, so right now, what your paycheck is, right? Half of it goes to needs, just needs. 30% goes to wants. 20% is for savings and investments.
Wow.
So that's
plan.
So 20% of everything in your take-home pay should be going to the future that you're going to live on later in life. And again, it's.
I'm sorry. I don't know how I'm going to approach this. I don't want to scream into the microphone. I don't think that your ears deserve that. It's really not in my character for me to get loud. But I'm going to put on my father hat right now. So if I sound a little blunt, if I sound a little stern, it's not because I'm angry by no means. It's just because what I'm about to say right now is very serious. They need to stop laughing. This is why people are not saving for retirement. This is why we are drastically undersaved, is because of situations like this. She gave them the cure. She said, listen, we are undersaved. This is the truth. This is the reality. We need to figure it out. What did that host say? That host, well, I guess we give up then. Oh, there's no way. I guess we give up. That is the same mentality that has caused so many struggle stories that I put right here on the podcast. Our last two, 77-year-old electrician still going to work. We had a 66-year-old lady who had to sell her house and move in with a new roommate. Now we have someone who says, I guess I have to work forever. What this specialist is actually saying was actually pure gold. And she said it a little sarcastically. She said, not you, because you're going to be healthy forever. This is what we need to know. This excuse of nobody told us, they laughed it off so much that they didn't really internalize and say, you know what? We really need to get on the ball. But you know what? That's a nervous laughter. That is an insecure, I don't really want to deal with the truth. So instead of crying, I start to laugh. Okay. I don't want you to laugh this off. This is very serious. She's saying, if you don't have enough to retire, if you don't follow these rules as soon as you can, you're going to have issues. The average is $300,000 in medical care. We're not going to be the youthful people we are right now when we're 65, 66, 67, doctor's visits, medication, trying to survive, maybe even assets. Right. So we talk about the American Disability Act and being able to get wheelchairs and things of that nature to make sure our lives are comfortable. Nurses, 24-hour care, 12-hour care, 8-hour care. You know, those things are a reality. Long-term care. All those are a reality. And it's sad. And I don't want to go off on this tangent too hard. I want to get back to the video, but it really hurt my heart that they laughed it off. Now, obviously, she gave a great cure, the 50-30-20, but the half of your paycheck goes to needs, 30% goes to your wants and 20 to your savings. We really have to find that number and use it. What she's saying, it has to be a balance. We take care of our needs, we understand our wants, and then we're going to go to our investing. But let's keep going. I really like what she's saying. It's not much left on the video. And then I'm going to come back with the idea as far as how do you live a life balanced.
It's never too late to start. And don't be daunted by any of these numbers I've given you, because, you know, there's a lot of variables in life.
But what about Social Security, though, Christine?
Yeah, you know, Social Security is about $1,700 is the annual check. And one is...
Annual?
Or, I'm sorry, monthly. Monthly.
That got real low.
I was like, wow. I mean,
sorry. Rewind. $1,700 is about the average monthly payment.
That's
and
true.
One in seven seniors, that is their entire income, one in seven seniors. So I think that for older Americans, that's going to be a variable. But of course, in the years ahead, we don't know exactly what Social Security will look like for the younger generation.
That's very good. Wow.
You can do it. We can do it.
I know,
America,
right now,
we got
right
this.
Right now, put something
into a retirement account.
All right. Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mason, you got this.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know how to really say about this. This is, they're smiling, but man, this is no joking matter. People are struggling. People are going to, once again, rely on Social Security. I love this statistic. The average check is $1,700. So that's not even the max that you can get. The max, the way you max out your Social Security is how much you've actually paid into Social Security over the 35 years. And that is determined by your income. So they're saying that $1,700 a month, is that really going to be enough to retire on? And Social Security says no. Social Security even says on their website it's roughly around 60% supplement to your income during your retirement years. So Social Security is fine, but it's really a supplement to your retirement. I love what she said. Don't get it confused. Retirement savings is a DIY, a do it yourself. No one is going to save you. The government is not going to save you. Social Security is not going to save you. Your employer is not going to save you. You are going to have to save yourself. And from a spiritual aspect, and from a biblical aspect, we have to understand how much is enough. We have to draw that line, because if we don't, we'll continue to spend money that we're not supposed to. The 50% that goes to our needs, we're going to expand that 30% that goes to our wants to bigger and bigger and bigger things until we don't have any money to even put away for savings, because we don't want to cut back. We want to go on vacation now. We want to do things now. We want our car now. We want the bigger house now. Unfortunately, you're going to have to learn to pace yourself, because at retirement, you are responsible for your income. Most likely you won't be working. There's going to be different distribution strategies that you're going to have to take advantage of out of your 401k, or risk additional penalties and taxes in a tax deferred account. That's why you have to talk to a financial planner who is going to say, okay, these are your numbers. This is where you need to be. And this is the projection that we have going forward. How do you find your magic number? You are going to have to work with a financial advisor, because each number is unique. These are just averages. You know what averages are, right? You have the high, you have the low, and you have somewhere in the middle. You may be an outlier. Maybe you save more, or maybe you save less, but you still need to do something. You need to trust in God. Take this very seriously now. And all this joking, I love to laugh too. But when it comes to people struggling and people no longer having investments because they're bypassing this valuable information that you got within 4 minutes, you know, I don't know what to say. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this. But once again, you need to find out your number. The link is in the description to schedule a consultation. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional. I help people all the time identify their numbers, get their finances in order so they know how much they really need to save in order to have a happy retirement. We want to increase your probability. We can't guarantee success, but we can increase your probability. And that puts you in the top 10% or 5% of Americans, because at least you know the problem and you're working toward it as soon as possible. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know anything about investing and you want to learn, go download our free ebook, Four Pillars of Christian Investing. It's a 19-page beginner guide that tells you about brokerage accounts, talks about debt management, savings, investing, wealth transfers, all from a biblical perspective. That's my gift to you for free to say, listen, you can do this. You can start today. That's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.